The following is a presentation of Labor Radio, the voice of workers' world today in diversity, inclusion, and equality. This weekly program, with various labor leaders and experts, tackles today's topics and highlights the issues and concerns of workers, blue and white collar, discusses the labor way, and how diversity without inclusion is inequality. For more information, visit www.laborradio.nyc. That's www.laborradio.nyc.
Welcome, everyone. We are joined today by a very special guest, Mr. Donald Nesbitt, who is the Executive Vice President for Local 372 and the Political Action Chair for DC 37. Good to have you here with us today, sir.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. So tell us a little bit about your union, Local 372.
So Local 372, we perform all of the support services in New York City schools, from the school crossing guard to the community entitled as the parent coordinator. You then have school aides, you have lunchroom employees, family workers, our SAPIS counselors who provide drug prevention, and they intervene if any kids do get on drugs in any way. They intervene with the family. We have 25,000 workers in New York City schools that assist the teachers and administration.
Okay, so we are going to be discussing Black History, and of course we know that Black History Month is in February, and this is the annual celebration of achievements by African Americans and a time for recognizing the central role of Blacks in U.S. history. So let's look at Black History Month beyond February.
Okay, so Black History Month, let me start out by saying Black History Month, Black History should be every day, right? Black people, rather, no matter what country you come from, we have added to the American society. Mm-hmm. I think that has to be noted, right, and recognized and celebrated. But Black History, we also do not need to forget our history, because if you forget your history, you're doomed to repeat it, mm-hmm. right? And so when people speak of slavery and there being no slavery, right, we have to look at modern day forms of slavery. We have to look at human trafficking of Black girls, right, little Black girls. We have to speak to that. We also have to speak to when we see inmates who are performing free labor on the side of highways and different things like that. These are modern day forms of slavery that need to be denounced and spoken out against, because slavery, if we abolish slavery, we need to do it all the way, not just somewhat or certain groups of people are still treated as slaves. We need to denounce it all.
Okay, so what are, you know, some words of inspiration you can provide for the Black diaspora, for Black people, for African Americans?
I think for one, we need to start, instead of believing the media and what they say about us as Black women and men, mm-hmm. And Black children, we need to start considering ourselves first as kings and queens, right? As what we are. If we allow the media to cloud our minds and our judgment on certain issues concerning us as a people, then we'll continue to be considered, like the United States Constitution says, 3/5 of a man. We need to start considering ourselves as what we are. Our accomplishments to society have meant a lot. We need to celebrate those, but also uplift one another.
And talking about celebrating, any outstanding achievements of Black people that you'd like to highlight here today?
For one, being that this is Black History Month, inspiration for me, Dr. King was always an inspiration for me. In the 60s, he spoke of what labor was and how different things that we face now, like labor is under attack in this country, and things that Dr. King was speaking to then, we now see at this time, fight for health coverage, right, for just people. Things like the Trump administration saying that immigrants shouldn't be in this country, right? That they should go back to their country. Dr. King was fighting against those things in the 60s. And we need to recognize that these are some things that we need to be outspoken about whenever they happen. Whether it's our country or someone else's country, as black people, we need to denounce it as people of color. If it's someone in Puerto Rico, right, and what has happened there, we need to speak out against it, because one attack against any of us is an attack to everybody.
All right, right. Now, speaking about labor and what Dr. Martin Luther King did in the 60s, and it's really sad that, you know, all what he went through in the 60s, and it is still happening today in 2020. What has labor been doing to support, promote, and inspire the black membership?
So we're recognizing that in society, our members are going through things like police brutality. Mm-hmm. Our members are sometimes on the front lines of what we see as the Black Lives Matter movement. And so we've beginning to, I want to say we're beginning to recognize the holistic person, right, instead of just the working conditions. Yes, we uplift people in their working conditions, but we also need to see that in their community, our members, if not directly, they are affected by some of the things that we see in society, whether it be their kids or whatever it may be. For me personally, I grew up here in Brooklyn in a Bushwick community, and a lot of times, you know, things like I had on a suit and tie, right, and police jump out on me, right, with guns drawn. So I think of, I was a city worker, but I could have been Trayvon Martin, mm-hmm. right? And so when I see these things happen in society, I speak out against it.
And it's good that you mentioned that, because sometimes people don't realize that, you know, the first thing they see is the color of your skin. They don't know if you're from America, if you're from Africa, if you're from the Caribbean. The first thing that is seen is the color of your skin. Mm-hmm. And then when you open your mouth, depending on your accent, they'll determine where you're from. So that was a very important point that you brought up. And we have to realize, as you said before, when something is done to one of us, it's done to all of us, and we all need to stand together.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So, Mr. Nesbitt, we want to thank you so much for coming here today and sharing your thoughts on Black History Month for February and, of course, beyond. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure.
This has been a presentation of Labor Radio, the voice of workers' world today. This weekly program with various labor leaders and experts tackles today's topics and highlights the issues and concerns of workers, blue and white collar, discusses the labor way, and how diversity without inclusion is inequality. For more information, visit www.laborradio.nyc. That's www.laborradio.nyc.